This week, Passover is being celebrated by millions of the Jewish faith. And while the Christian holiday of Easter has inspired Bach's St. Matthew Passion and many other beloved classical works, Passover claims no famous pieces in the concert repertoire. WRTI's Deborah Lou Harder explores why.
2,000 years ago, the Second Temple in Jerusalem was destroyed by the Roman Empire. For centuries afterward, musical instruments were forbidden in synagogues to mourn the loss of the temple.
Even to this day, people who are more conservative or orthodox would not have instruments playing in a service.
Temple University professor and cantorial soloist Lawrence Indyk says that without instruments, Jewish composers had little impetus to create big concert works for Passover.
No one would do that. It wasn't in the mindset of that world.
But rich traditional music did develop around the Passover Seder, the holiday's ritual meal. Seder means order. Each part of that order has a gesture and words.
Each particular part has music associated with it. Passover commemorates the exodus from Egypt and freedom from slavery. And it's an invitation for everyone to ask questions, to think about what it is to be free.
The music of Passover expresses gratitude for freedom, as well as the remembrance of the bitterness of suffering for all who've been oppressed. Passed down orally from each generation to the next, it's not so much about listening to a masterwork, but about making music around the table with others.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.